Podcasting from Pompeii in the Federated States of Micronesia on a rainy night in my mother's living room. This is the Micronesia Podcast. My name is Patrick Pedros, and this is episode number 79. Thanks for joining me today. Let's get into it. Right, starting off on this rainy night in Pompeii, I want to talk about this story coming out of Guam, my favorite publication of all time, the Guam Daily Post. You've heard me talk about them before. You know how I absolutely love them. Anyways, story is about a lady who lost her husband on the job working for this company called Benson Guam. And of course, because under Guam law, he died working there on a work-related incident, she is entitled to workman's compensation, should be at least even insurance. But the Guam Daily Post wrote this article about her, saying that she didn't receive one cent, one dime of all those things that she was supposed to receive. And in fact, somebody else was impersonating her and asking the company for the money. And it sounds really sad because, I mean, this guy was the only breadwinner, and now, apparently, according to the story, this lady is on the verge of being evicted, and she just needs some help. She denies signing any papers that Benson Guam says she did to hand over the benefits and all that stuff. Anyways, later on, the comments section, somebody claiming to be her son said this was all a lie, that they did receive, that she did sign and everything. And in fact, this is just something that the lawyers are trying to cook up to get more money, and that the lady is upset because she's been misrepresented, and she doesn't know why her face is plastered all over the newspaper. And it's just very confusing. And I don't know why this would happen, you know, in a place like Guam. You know, the U.S. colony of Guam, they have every resource available to make sure this lady gets the money that's deserved, and also to make sure that, if money or survivor benefits are to be paid out, that there should be some sort of identification in there. So either way, obviously there is some communication problems with the lady. She doesn't speak English that well. But I just think, to me, it sounds very fishy. I think that this is an issue that it's like almost it shouldn't have even happened, because I don't know. But that's just me. Let's ask someone else here who might have a different take on this. My co-host, former co-host, now he's my co-host, and he's also my guest. Well, he's also from the Micronesian News Broadcast. They share this on their broadcast. You can check it out on themicronesian.com.
Yes, thank you for having me on again. We did also share the story of that lady that you just mentioned earlier. I read the story from the Guam Daily Post, and it was kind of strange, to be honest, because, as you said, she doesn't really speak English that well, and throughout the whole entire time, she kept on saying that she denies writing... signing any of the papers regarding benefits that she was supposed to receive from Benson and whatnot. So one of the things that I found interesting was she claims that it's probably a relative that's doing this to her. There was one part in the story that said somebody claiming to be her requested $5,000 for a plane ticket for her. I'm not sure why it would cost $5,000, and also I also saw that post. The guy who said he is the son of that lady said that it was a big lie, and that this is just a thing going on with the lawyers to to get more money out of it. And I'm guessing from the lawyer's perspective, that would make sense because they need to get paid from this. And I read somewhere that in the same story that they, that so far $6,000 has been paid out to her in benefits, but I imagine that wouldn't be enough for more than 1 or 2 months of living.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I mean, even if they paid her $6,000, come on, and $5,000, yeah, right. I know. I mean, a round trip ticket from Guam to Chuuk is really, unless they're going somewhere else. Who knows? Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't sound. It sounds really fishy. It sounds very. It sounds like it shouldn't have even happened. I mean, they should have people there. I mean, translators. I mean, there's. I think there's a ton of people in Guam who speak both Chuukis and English that could have helped this lady. What do you think?
Well, I read the story, and during the interview for Guam Daily Post, there was a translator present. I also remember from the post that from the Sun, there was another person who commented after that, after the guy who claims to be the Sun, saying that who was the translator. And I think that's a good question, because either the translator didn't get what she was trying to say correct. I'm just guessing this is just a big miscommunication on both parties, because as we said earlier, this lady doesn't really speak English that well, and maybe the translator didn't really understand what was going on. So I think this could be all fixed if they just, I guess, sit down with each other and try to come to terms with what's happened and move on from there.
Yeah, and you know, she's already suffered enough, and we should just leave her in peace and let her get on with her life. Totally agree. But you know, this kind of reminds me, of course, about the another case that's kind of fishy. Do you remember Mr. Elton Masasi, June?
Yes, we also did a video on him as well in one of our previous episodes. So Elton Masasi, he was arrested for a road rage incident, and 4 days after he was, I think it was 4 days after he was arrested, he died in incarceration at, was it post 6 or unit 6, that's what they called, and they said it was self-inflicted injuries. And I thought it was interesting because the post 6 itself has a history of inmates getting hurt real bad or even dying there. And as far as we know, as even when we reported on the story up until now, there has been no further updates on the Elton Masasi case. Also, same thing as this one, this lady we're talking about now, she took her case to the Guam Police Department, I think it was November, and they claimed it, they ruled it out as a identity theft case. And she says she hasn't heard anything back from them yet.
There it is. What's going on? Seems to me that no one's jumping on these cases, and then they end up coming in like this. I mean, from what I heard, I spoke with someone in the FSM Association in Guam that says the family of Mr. Masasi is still waiting for the autopsy results. And that's the thing. You know, it's waiting for these government agencies who are supposed to do all their work to make sure that the citizens and residents who are there legally and working and all that stuff are taken care of. I don't know. It just seems kind of fucked up. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think again, Jun?
Well, coming back to Elton Masasi's story, yes. As I remember, there was an autopsy was conducted, but the results of that autopsy have not been released publicly yet. So on both stories, the authorities are aware. It's just, I guess they're not even addressing it right now. Maybe they're busy, maybe they aren't, I'm not sure. I don't want to say anything about them.
Yeah, we don't know. Maybe they have a really busy workload, and these are just low priority for them. Either way, we hope and pray that the new consul general, who's been installed there, can do something. I know that they are, you know, they're not there to actually do things for people, but maybe they could look into this for our citizens there, and just make sure that everybody gets the right deal when it comes to stuff like this. You know, these two cases both dealing with death. I think that's pretty serious when it comes to that part. So, you know, everybody would expect that in cases where people die, that they get the help that's deserved. Anyways, that's what I have to say. Anything you want to say, my co-host June from the Micronesian News Broadcast? You want to say something? Okay, hold on.
This is just my own personal opinion, but it's funny that both of these Elsa Masasi and the lady, they're both Chukis. And I remember, I think it was the Guam Daily Post, they wrote a story a couple of months back speaking about how the Micronesians are a problem, specifically the Chukis. So it's funny.
Oh, that's in the past, you know. Everything's moving forward. I just hope that these folks take care of themselves, get taken care of, that justice is served. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thank you for joining me on the Micronesian Podcast, where I was joined by my co-host June from the Micronesian News Broadcast. And we talked about some issues over in Guam concerning Micronesians. Absolutely. We're going to keep on watching, and we're going to keep on sharing. And we'll see you on the next podcast.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.